In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Pharisees live by words, but Jesus lives by deeds. Pharisees talk, but Jesus does. Pharisees live by the law, but Jesus lives by the gospel. And so that, dear brothers and sisters, leaves us this morning with a choice. A choice that can clearly be seen in that reading from St. John, which we just heard. Will we live by what we say and about what others say about us? Or will we live by what we do for others without regard for ourselves? Who sinned? The disciples asked Jesus. No one sinned, says Jesus, because God doesn't work that way. Our God is not the kind of God who repays evil for evil. He is not a this for that kind of God. No, he is the kind of God who always shows mercy. He shows mercy at all times and in all places to all people. And so without further delay, Jesus does today what his Father did all the way back at creation. He got his hands dirty. And so today, Jesus gets his hands dirty as well. He spits on the ground. He makes clay. He slaps that clay onto the blind man's eyes, and then he tells him to go and wash it off. And by doing, by action, Jesus makes this man whole again. But as you also heard in the gospel, that does not sit well with the Pharisaical types. No, the Pharisees are more interested in rules and laws and burdening others than they are with grace and mercy and restoration. St. John writes, "Now it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. He said to them, 'He put clay on my eyes, and I washed and I see.' Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, 'This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath.'" The Pharisees live by words, but Jesus lives by deeds. And this struggle is real, and it is a struggle that continues to this very day. Will you and I stand with Jesus today, rejoicing over the work that he has done? Or will we stand with the Pharisees, critical of Jesus that all the rules were not followed to the letter of the law? Of course, it is much easier to be a Pharisee. It is much easier to tell folks what to do and what not to do. But it takes a certain dose of humility to be like Jesus, to do what needs to be done even when we have to put our own ideas about what is good and right and best, even when we have to put those ideas to the side. But if you know anything about the church here, you also know that we don't have all the time in the world to figure this out. No, this coming Thursday, he will ascend to be with his Father. He will not leave us as orphans. He will send us his Spirit. But that Spirit, his Holy Spirit, calls each and every one of us to a more excellent way of life. He calls us to the way of Jesus, not the way of the Pharisees. And that, dear brothers and sisters, as we have said for so long, is what this community will be all about. This community will be about putting Christ first. There are plenty of other churches, even Orthodox churches, even right in this area, where if you want to be a Pharisee, you will fit in just fine. But as Jesus says in the Gospels, it will not be so among us. No, this place will be like that pool of Siloam. This place will be a place of healing and restoration and new life and sight for the blind, so that all together, you and me and all of us, we might see him coming on the clouds, just as the angels will promise on Thursday morning. So it's time to come and do what he does, so that the world might say, as that blind man said at the end of today's gospel, the world might say by seeing us, Lord, I believe. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.